Something I figured out about you is that when you don't want to do something, you sing. We were just upstairs praying. I just want to mention that on the podcast because we're holy. I want people to know how holy we are. And you were in this disposition where you didn't want to pray for a second. And you went, "Dear Lord." And you, anytime you don't want to partake in a conversation, whatever it is, you sing.
Well, I don't know what you're talking about.
Because... All right, guys, welcome back. Let's roll that intro. Guys, welcome back to the Somewhere in Between podcast. I am Preston Griffin. I'm here with Bailey Griffin.
Hello, I'm here.
And Everest is here too. Guys, we've changed locations. It's been probably a year since we've done this.
It's crazy.
It's very fun to be back though. We've changed locations. We've actually moved to the basement and I currently have blankets hanging up to maybe dampen some sound.
I don't think it actually matters.
No,
because
I
don't think you guys can tell.
No.
What we're speaking
of. I guarantee the production quality of this will be
well, our
than
heater
it
is going right now, so hopefully nobody can hear
no
that.
No way. Is the heater going?
It's fine. Nobody can hear it.
Everyone's hearing the heater. They're already hearing the heater.
Nobody cares.
Guys, we're super excited to be back. It has been a while, and of course, of all things to get us back into the podcasting mood and mode, quarantine. Nothing like quarantine.
Quarantine is one way to get yourself back into podcasting, that's for sure.
Or for a lot of what Bailey brought up to me, white men apparently starting podcasting.
I saw a meme somewhere, maybe on Instagram, of somebody posting, "Dear Lord, if you are a white man during quarantine, do not start a podcast."
But the good news
is
we already had a podcast. It's not like we're starting it. We're restarting it.
Yeah, well.
But I guess the point still holds up. Guys, whether you're white or a man or anything else, we're glad you're back. And we hope you chose this podcast out of all the other podcasts hosted by a white man and woman.
I do miss the tweeners. I don't miss doing podcasts, but I miss the tweeners.
I miss the tweeners.
I miss the messages.
Yes, we'll bring those back. It's been a while, but we're excited to be back here. Hey, maybe this is your first time tweening with us.
That's so weird.
We want to say you're welcome here. You're okay to be broken. And in this space, we're all broken.
Yes.
Thanks for bringing your brokenness
Speaking
here
of brokenness.
With us. Yeah, let's get right into it. Guys, here's what we're going to do. So we're going to come back. We're back at it. We're going to start our... We're going to podcast. No, we are. We're going to look for every Friday. That's the goal.
I need you to know that this is a dreadful process for me because I think I've said this before, but I do not think anybody cares about what we have to say. I'm not, like, thinking low of myself or anything like that. I know I'm a valued, loved child of God, but I just don't think we have anything that important today to say. But... we do have funny stories, I guess, so...
we're excited. So...
this may be a challenge for me, but it'll be fine.
Bailey, there's no one else on this planet I'd rather co-host this with than you.
Oh, yeah, we're really hosting.
No, this is happening. For all those tweeners out there, you guys know we haven't really had a structure to our podcasts, but we're back better than ever, and we're going to structure our podcast. Here's what they're going to look like, okay? The first 10 to 15 minutes of every podcast, we're just going to catch up on life. Some funny stories, things that have happened to us in the past week or so. And then, boom, we're going to transition. We're going to up the production quality. We're going to do a little transitional music. Ooh, when we get back from the break. we are.
Are we going to have sponsors?
It's going to be like, ba-dum-bum-ba. And then back from the break, boom, we're going to get into some of the tangible stuff. We're going to talk life. We're going to talk translatable skills. So let's get right into the stories, though, okay? We're in that first segment right now. No music to transition into it. We're already here. Speaking of being broken, terrifying moment we experienced here in quarantine.
So the other day,
this is a quarantine-themed episode. Let's blanket that way.
Yeah, so sorry if you're sick of talking about quarantine.
Here we
are. That's all we have to talk about.
It's life.
The other day, it was super nice outside, and I had planned for us to go on a hike. Super excited. I think it got up to 75, and... it was, oh my gosh, it was the best day. So we drove probably about 25 minutes away. First of all, we were mind blown because it ended up being a place that we knew, but we didn't actually know. that's so irrelevant. But we're hiking. It's about like a 3/4 mile hike, but it's very steep. Pole steeple, if you're from around this.
Pole steeple.
If you're from around these parts.
For our tweeners internationally, you know what we're talking about.
Internationally.
We got some international tweeners.
I don't think we do.
No, we do.
But yes, we're climbing All is well. There's a lot of people out, you know, because during normal life, nobody is outside. But since it's quarantine,
everyone's outside.
Everyone and their mother and their mother's cousins.
Who shouldn't
uncle.
Be out. They're the ones who should be inside.
Exactly. Everybody's out. so we get to the top. It's like a lot of climbing at the top. And it's kind of scary up there.
Yeah, it's not like...
It's not scary for us, but it's in...
But it's still like if you...
It's dangerous.
...wanted to die...
You could.
You could. You could die yourself.
Yeah.
And I'm trying to make it less triggering by saying die yourself.
Okay,
just saying
on.
You could die if you wanted to. Or
okay,
if you
well,
slipped
nobody
and
wants
fell.
To, so... No,
I know, I'm saying if you slipped and fell, you could also die.
Great.
Intentional or unintentional.
Anyways, this is where the story picks up.
It was quite the thing. So first of all, this dude, I don't know, 65 to 70 years old.
70s for sure.
Yeah, for sure. Of all people who shouldn't be out during the whole Corona COVID thing, him and his wife
also have to
should
say,
be inside.
To start out by saying this man was, and I learned this in retrospect, he was the most prideful man I'd ever met.
Our heater just turned off. It's a drastic difference. I can already tell.
Okay, well it's fine.
We're not starting over. We're already here.
Most prideful man, and he's not one to ask for help. That's all I gotta say.
No.
Also, he was with his wife, and there's two lookout spots, and so they were coming from
one
lookout spot.
Am I having a stroke?
They were coming from one lookout spot to the other. One of them had a ton of people on it. I think they were trying to get away from the people. To come to the less populated one. But we were going to the less populated one, so we were on the same path.
Correct.
Also, to note, he and his wife were hellbent on having their hiking sticks with them.
Yes.
The whole time. So the place that we were at, the lookout spot that we were going to, it's one that you kind of have to use all fours. 3 points of contact at all times to get up to the top. And to sit on the rock. And so this man was trying to have his hiking stick as one of his points of contact, which did not
work. Let's
just
talk about hiking sticks for a second. They look stupid. I don't care if they help. They don't.
They definitely help.
Maybe. You look stupid. You look like you're skiing in summer. It looks like you lost your skis and you're like, these are still...
Preston, you're going to need a hiking stick one day
and
I'm going to call up this podcast.
Here's what happened, though, okay? Here's what happened. You guys ever heard of the little saying, maybe it's in the Bible, I don't know, pride comes before the fall? Yeah, well, I lived that out in real life, okay? Here we are, walking behind a dude who should absolutely be quarantining with his wife, right? And he's just trailblazing. He's like, he's really going for it. Homeboy goes, ha, 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 and starts falling. You hear like the rock, like, and goes, ha, 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 and he starts falling backwards. And in the mid, ha, ha, everything starts moving in slow motion for
oh,
me.
Oh, it was slower
than slow motion.
I'm
in the Matrix at this point.
It was like 120 frames.
And
per
I watch
second.
Him go, ha, 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 and he starts coming down the mountain, literally coming off of the cliff. And you understand, from my perspective, I'm out, I would say 10, 15 yards behind him, okay?
He was falling backwards.
He was falling backwards. The rock he was climbing was at an incline. It kind of looks like Pride Rock, like Mufasa was like, you know, lifted off of. It's almost like a Pride Rock style lookout where if you fall at any 3 sides of Pride Rock, you're dead, okay? So we're there, essentially on a Pride Rock thing. He is, oh, 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 literally his stick just scraping across the rock. And I go, oh no, everything is slow motion at this point. He's already nailed his shoulder, nailed his body. He has rolled, I think at this point, maybe 2 or 3 times completely, but his head has not touched yet.
He did not roll.
He did. Bailey, it was in slow motion. I know it. I saw it.
He did not roll. He fell backwards and he was rolling about to hit his head.
He had rolled a couple times. His head had not hit yet.
Disclaimer,
he
did not roll.
Here I am, and I go, I'm about to save this man's life. I'm not kidding you. And you can attest to this. I'm not making this up.
Preston literally saved his life.
This dude, not only did his head almost smash the side of this rock, had he done one more rotation, dude's gone. Like he's literally
No, he literally would have fallen off the cliff.
And so I caught him. Like, I don't, I mean, it was just one of those moments of pure adrenaline. I felt like a mom saving her, you know, baby from a car. I don't know, you know, the whole Superman. Anyway, I'm holding this man.
Yeah, Preston sprained my pinky. Full weight of this man. Protected his head from being gashed open by a very sharp rock.
Yeah. It was absolutely terrifying. One of the craziest.
So once he got up, he was like, ah. Like, made it no, was he like goes, no
he,
big deal.
No, he literally looks at his wife and he goes, I didn't climb this damn thing to not see the view. And I was like, bro, I just saved your life, man. Like, turn like, around.
Go home. And so he was still trying to climb with using his hiking stick. And finally, I was like, I think it'll be a lot easier if you just use your, you know, your hands and knees. And he was like, oh, yeah, I was going to try that.
Here's the crazy thing, too. I've been thinking about this ever since we left.
We were anxious the whole time. We couldn't even enjoy it.
I've been thinking about this ever since we left. It is very possible that I am an asymptomatic carrier of COVID, okay? And even though I saved his life that day, by touching him, I also may have killed him.
Yeah, because seconds before, he was like, I'm trying to stay away from the people. I don't want to.
Yeah, he like wasn't touching people, and I was like, sorry, bro.
Sorry, I had to touch you because I literally had to save your life.
So I hope this dude's alive and well, but if you ever needed a full-grown manifestation of pride comes before
and
the fall.
And then as we were leaving.
That's it.
He also couldn't get off the rock.
Dude, so, unreal.
So, but he didn't ask for help. He literally stayed there, was being absolutely still until another passerby came and was like, sir, do you need help? And he was like, yeah, I might take you up on that.
Just
so prideful.
Yeah, I like him.
It's
never
okay. He was cute, but so prideful.
Man, rest in peace. Just kidding. Hopefully he's alive and well.
Oh my gosh, don't say rest in peace.
Hopefully he's alive and well, and hopefully he's back inside quarantining with his wife, having a nice little quarantini, you know?
Anyways.
He did. On. That was the funniest part. Sorry, we got to move on from this. Literally, we got down to the bottom at the end of it, and he's down there. And somehow, they're still down there by the time we got down there.
No, we took the short way down, and they took the long way down.
Correct. He's packing up his car, and I was like, how you feeling? He was like, I'm ready for a beer. And I was like, you are just on a different wavelength than I or really anybody else. He was just one of those guys, you know?
Yeah.
He was so far past caring. All right, well, guys, we are super excited to be back into it. Actually, we are going to talk a little bit more about quarantine when we get back here from the break. Let's try this thing out. Let's put a break in
a
there.
A break?
I think it'll be cool. We can do some music, and it'll be like 5 seconds of music.
What music? It's now we got to find music together.
Yeah, I'll find it. It'll be like a dun-dun. I don't know. It'll be fun. But, guys, we're going to talk a little bit about quarantine, what life looks like right now in the quarantining stages when we get back from this short musical interlude. Here we go. Wow, that was beautiful. I really enjoyed that.
That was so stupid. What's the point?
I don't know. It just, you know, it enhances the production quality for all our tweeners out there.
I don't think so.
Bailey, let's get straight into quarantine. We, as we enter the second segment, as you now know, because we put the music there, so you're well aware where we're at in terms of our segments. How have you been surviving quarantine? How have we been surviving quarantine? What have you been learning? What's going on? How can we talk about our experience and inspire others in their experience. And also, nobody's doing anything, so they can just listen to this and go, oh, someone's in the same boat as us. Tell us.
Great. Well, my first thought is that everybody has thoughts about this.
Everyone is
trying to tell you how to spend your quarantine.
Wash your hands.
So, first of all, I would like to start off by saying, do whatever you want.
No. I don't know if you can say that. There's like some guidelines.
I mean, do whatever you want in quarantine. Like,
unless you're like,
don't feel like you need to hear somebody who's like, I'm working out every day and be like, oh man, I got to work out every day. You know, just do you, boo.
Yeah, I like that.
Live your life.
I like that.
But.
That's inspiring.
I will go insane if I'm inside all day, so.
Yeah, what's been your go-to things to keep you, I guess, alive, motivated, inspired?
Oh, alive, motivated, inspired. I have not been very motivated, so I cannot speak to that. But.
Hope.
I die if I don't go outside for like. At least an hour every day.
Yep.
30 minutes.
Yeah.
That's all I need. I need some vitamin D in my life, even though the sun is just non-existent, I feel like, right now. But today's
been very gray.
So, yeah, that's one thing. What's yours? What are you?
I feel like for me, I've really been getting into Formula One racing ever since this whole thing started.
Yeah, you've been binge watching so much TV.
No, not so much TV. It has not been so much TV. It's literally been one Netflix docuseries about Formula One racing. Listen, and I am enlightening. Whoa, 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 whoa.
I
am
recently
literally learning about culture. I'm learning about cars.
Can I speak?
I'm educating myself.
Can I speak?
That's what I've been doing. I've been educating myself.
Okay, I've been working at the kitchen table because I just enjoy it because there's a window there. And
sunlight. You like to be outdoors.
I like the sunlight.
Bailey's like a plant.
And I'll be trying to do work or maybe read or something at the kitchen table. And I cannot because all I hear is, yum.
Yep.
Yum. Because Preston's watching this dumb show.
It's not dumb. It is educational. I will say
I
feel
literally
bummed.
And I will scream for him to turn it down.
Yeah.
And now he's like, can you just go to a different room? You have a desk upstairs.
I literally like, it is of all the shows that I could have chosen to get into during being stacked on top of each other inside the same space, I chose one
Does that sound cool in the microphone?
No, it does. You're actually killing it. The Doppler effect in full display. I loved it. Yeah, so I don't know. I think, on a serious note, other than educating myself about Formula One, which has been riveting. And if you're looking for something to watch, I think it's called F1.
Also,
Formula something. Surviving race cars. Just look it up. You'll find it on Netflix. What?
I've been watching Truth Be Told on Apple TV Plus original. It's an Apple original or something. It is so freaking good. I watched almost the whole season yesterday while I was cleaning.
There you go.
I was being productive.
Yeah, I've been very productive too. Let me get into that. No, seriously, it's been really good. I feel like one of the things that Bailey and I have loved, maybe you too at home, and hey, if you're listening to this a year from quarantine, if we made it out of this thing, if we didn't, wow. That's a bummer. But if we made it out of this thing and you're listening back to this and you're remembering the good old days when we were all stuck inside our house, then I'm sorry this doesn't apply to you. But maybe this could apply to you. I think the thing that I have found a lot of life in is looking at to-do lists and starting to catch up, like catching up on texts. I have had an awesome opportunity to catch up with friends from high school, friends from college, family members, like people that the normal hustle and bustle, is that how people say it, of life, I feel like I miss or I drop the ball on communicating with. And so it's been cool. I've had some really honest conversations with some friends, which has been really cool. I've had some really just fun, lighthearted conversations. We've played a lot of board games, played a little Jackbox TV. There's a little plug for Jackbox. Shout out to our sponsors.
We have no sponsors.
Red Thunder is our only sponsor.
But they pay us no money.
Nope, no money, but thank you for the support. So yeah, I feel like literally just not communicating, but getting to be able to like catch up with friends and family has been an awesome part, which I think a lot of us are doing. And if you aren't doing that, try it.
But if you don't want to?
Screw it.
Don't do it.
Bailey, what do you think like has been one of the things that has kept you motivated in this? Yeah, I know you said you're not motivated, but what do you feel like you've been finding life in?
Well, I realize that Preston and I both have realized that if we don't wake up and put on actual pants.
Yes.
Like jeans or, you know, pants. Also, I just realized, but right before we started to do this, that I also am exponentially more productive if I also put on shoes.
Yes,
so put on,
literally.
I'll wear shoes around the house, and
I'm wearing
feel
a full
like,
outfit right now.
Yeah,
you too.
Same.
We're both wearing full outfits. Bailey's literally in a polka dot dress.
No,
it's,
I'm not.
It's a low cut, so it's like one shoulder's off, but it's sexy. It's elegant but sexy.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt.
She's wearing red
and
stilettos.
Ripped jeans.
She looks hot right now.
I'm wearing a sweatshirt and ripped jeans, but I did get up and do my makeup and curl my hair this morning because. And I posted something on Instagram, and people were like, wow, the world is ending. Why do you look good? And I was like, I haven't gotten ready in 4 weeks.
Yeah.
So I just needed to today.
That's so real. Like, I'm not even kidding you. If I were to think about, like, a tangible – this is the only thing when people have been like, hey, Preston, what have you figured out about, like, you know, productivity in quarantine? And
I don't think people are asking you that, but continue.
I've had a few conversations where people have swiped up and said, hey, where'd you get those shoes? They've said, hey, you know – you being productive. And I have found literally that just like Bailey's saying, like something as simple as being like, right now I'm wearing skinny jeans because that's what I wear. Skinny jeans. That's what I wear. I wear skinny jeans. And And when I'm in my skinny jeans, I know it's time for business.
Right.
If my skinny jeans are off.
And the sweatpants are on.
Two things are happening. I'm just kidding. My skinny jeans are off. I'm either chilling or I'm chilling. You know what I'm saying?
What are you saying?
Oh, I think you know. I'm just kidding. I'm sorry. But I'm not even kidding you. Something as simple as being like, I've been working in the office space in my basement, which if you know what that looks like, it's just a corner of drywall in the midst of a damp basement. And something as simple as like, okay, if I'm going to work, air quotes, I'm putting on pants. Once I'm done with work, if I'm going to do something recreational or for myself, I'm going to put on sweatpants or shorts. I'm now transforming. I'm coming home.
Mm-hmm.
I'm clocking out
mm-hmm.
into my other pants. If my pants are off, then I think we know what's happening.
I don't know that we know what's happening.
It's a bath.
No, but I do feel like there's a lot of pressure to be super intentional. But I have found that this time is such a gift to be slow and to...
Literally.
Rest. I've been reading it.
Yeah, I was going to say, like, I feel like you have reignited some passions.
Yes, I've read one of them. Where the Crawdads Sing and Know My Name. Those have been my quarantine books so far. I'm working on the book Educated, which is another memoir. And it is so good. It is so refreshing. I'm not high and mighty, but I have not been watching a lot of TV other than yesterday. Because
me neither. I've just been watching educational documentaries on Formula One racing.
Okay.
TV, whole different thing.
We differ on opinions, but that's okay. And it's been so nice because I used to love to read books for fun, and I feel like life has been so busy, so I haven't been able to do that. But it's been so nice for a change of pace, and I'm sure some of you feel that. Some of you don't feel that, especially if you're still going to work every day, if you're a medical professional or if you work at a grocery store.
Dude, you're a hero is what
you're a hero.
Are. Seriously.
You're a hero.
Yeah, it's crazy. I feel like that's been the coolest part is being able to like either lean into new passions or reignite old passions right now. Like mm-hmm. I feel like that's been something that's been really encouraging is to go, oh, you know what? Like I have time right now to work on a video that I've been wanting to work on for such a long time. Or like we literally just filmed a Cribs episode of our house, which
that's
is
why we got ready this morning.
Yeah, that's why we looked freaking glamorous in her red dress. And
I am wearing a crew neck, ripped
go Browns,
jeans.
Says Cleveland Browns on it. No, but seriously, I think there's been just like the truth and the fact that like we've wanted to do a house tour of our home for a while, really just for ourselves. Like we want to be able to, you know, commemorate where we've lived in our first house and the memories we've made here. And so something as simple as being like, this is the perfect, we have time to be both productive and also like clean, like Bailey was saying. And so the house is the cleanest it's ever been. And
we've gotten rid of so
that.
Much stuff.
It's coming on YouTube soon. You can smash subscribe.
Oh my gosh.
You think it gets creepy when I whisper into it? Or you think there's some listeners, some tweeners out there like, yes.
Does it sound creepy?
No. Not to me. Bailey, if we were to give like three, like bang, 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 like, you know, when like your professor or maybe even like, you know, an employer sends you out like the longest email, but then at the end, it's like, well, you should have known by this email. And they actually put all the what they could have just said in a tweet. It's like things that you, an overview.
Yeah,
you know what I'm saying? And so at the end of an email, there's like a whole another piece. I'm just kidding. If you were to sum up. And be like, here's the three things that if you were to focus on or even just kind of lean into in this season of quarantine, it could actually be really fruitful. It could be really life-changing. It could be impactful. Do you have three things that you could think of? Or two? Or one? Maybe one. I don't know. Start anywhere. Start small.
I would say to really just, like I said, go at your own pace. If you're still working, get your work done from home.
Yeah, definitely.
You know, but outside of your job, find something to engage your head.
Yo, head. Engage the head.
Your heart.
Heart.
And your body.
And your body. There you go.
And your soul,
obviously. What would be your examples? Quick examples. How do I engage my head right now in quarantine?
Learn something new.
Learn something new. Formula One racing. Okay, how do I engage my heart right now in quarantine?
I'm spending time with Jesus.
Me too.
When
I don't forget.
Yeah, right. Because we're not that holy. But...
how do I engage my body?
Go outside. Move around.
How do I engage my soul? Is that the same as
heart? Spend time with Jesus.
Spend time with people you love.
Heart. Spend time with people that you love. Yeah.
There you go. Catch up with people that you miss. Anything else to add there?
But that looks different for everybody. So.
Yeah. Yeah. But maybe you're an atheist. The only in which way case, to heck yeah. Glad you're listening.
Keep saying.
Maybe,
exactly.
Maybe engaging your soul looks like praying with rocks. Cool.
Doing yoga. I want to do yoga.
Yeah, yoga. That's awesome. No, for real though. We are super pumped to be back at this thing. I think if I could kind of tap out here with like three takeaways or three things, I think you did a great job.
Hopefully you're taking notes because this is super important.
Yes, there will be a quiz next week. I would say this. Learn how to Zoom hack, you know, just disrupt as many Zoom calls as possible.
Did you see that David Dobrik? They were doing like the Vlog Squad Zoom, and Natalie accidentally put their meeting ID.
No.
And so on Instagram, and so everyone was joining theirs. Anyways.
Dude, that is a bummer. Yeah, there's been some here's what I will say. If you are bored and you want to look up some crazy things that have been happening on Zoom, it is wild. Like people, my friend Christian, who works in DC, he was literally on a call with legislators and somebody Zoom hacked them and was just, I can't even go into what was happening on that call, but it was unreal. So you could look up some of that kind of stuff. Anyway, here's what I will say. I think when I think about quarantine, some of the things I've been learning, some of the things I've been excited about, kind of my top three things, it has definitely been like pulling close to the people I love. I think, like, obviously you, honestly, Everest, oh my gosh, I've spent more time with this dog in my entire life.
So
it's the best. Here's what I will say though. I think the biggest one for me, like my number two, but it's so big. So number one for me is like spending time with people you love, reconnecting with people you love. Number two is turning the phone off. I feel like what's been really not rough, but it's been hard to differentiate when I'm working, when I'm investing relationally, when I'm being invested in relationally. Like when it's all happening through the screen, it's been kind of a blur. I've been on a ton of FaceTimes,
is relationships. So like our job is building relationships with people. So there's a time where we have to not stop building relationships, but just turn off for a little bit because we could legitimately work from 8 a.m. till midnight.
But it's been
day.
Beautiful. But I feel like turning the phone off and just not feeling guilty about it, being like, yeah, I'm turning this off. I'm putting it away. I'm literally just going to like hang out for 4, 5, 6, 7 hours and check this thing tomorrow.
And sorry.
Yep.
I was just gonna say, I'm the type of person who gets super overwhelmed by all the things that I want to do. And I literally just have to try to do one thing a day because I'm so excited about being home and being quarantined and being able to talk to all these people and do all these things around the house that I've been wanting to do that it's very overwhelming. But if I just do one thing a day and not, like Preston said, not feel guilty, then that's good for me.
Yeah. And the last thing I think I'd add is just like finding times to rejoice, like being grateful and practicing gratitude. I think that's been something huge that we've leaned into and just getting to like think through like for Bailey and I, for our families right now, like we are healthy. Our family is healthy. Yeah. Like we're the whole, you know, the economy's not doing great. There are things that are bad happening around us. Our, you know, my brother and his fiance are both in the healthcare system. Like they're, you know, they're healthcare workers. Like it's a scary world. There's a lot of bad news, but I think finding time to really just be grateful for the things that are worth rejoicing and worth just even kind of shining a light on. It's been really, really cool. And I think even as we look to end here and wrap up the episode, I think if you're listening to this right now in quarantine, first of all, thanks so much for making this far. Thanks so much for hanging out. We're super excited to be back. Second of all, I would say there's so much hope. There's so much hope. Mm-hmm. I think there is so much bad news that is just real bad news. Like there's really bad things happening. And that is a reality of the life that we're in right now, the season of life that we're in.
And it's okay to be in that reality.
Yes, it is very okay. Oh, that's our timer. Wow, that thing really lets you know it's done, doesn't it? But yeah, like Bailey's saying, it is totally okay to live in that reality. And we don't want to be ignorant to it, right? But I think at the same time, there's so much hope. I think we've had the incredible opportunity, even just some of our high school friends in Young Life, to be able to connect in ways and go deeper in conversations and yeah, it's just been cool to even see a community come together and say, hey, we're going to rejoice. We're going to pray for the things that we can't change. We're gonna come together as a community and really love each other well in this time. And so know that you're not alone. I think even Jamie Tarkowski, one of the guys I've always looked up to, he's the founder of Try Love in Our Arms. Like he has put out a ton of just honestly inspirational tweets and just info on just reminding us that, like, conversations aren't canceled. Hope is not canceled. Friendships, families, like, music, all of these things that we can find life and find peace and find an opportunity to kind of get together and just rest together and rejoice together and find hope together. None of those things are canceled, even in the midst of everything else feeling weird and taking a break and in a season that is very confusing. So wherever you are, all of our tweeners out there internationally, we hope you're doing well. We hope you're washing your hands. We hope that you are believing in hope and that you know that this thing will get better, and just keep on keeping on.
All right. What's one thing that you're grateful for?
One thing that I'm grateful for is Formula One right now. I'm just kidding. Dude, I have been very, very grateful. I love you. I'm very grateful for you. But I've just been very grateful for Everest lately.
Yes.
He's constant, dude. He's the best dog.
I know.
I've been very grateful for Everest. What about you?
I am very grateful for the good weather today.
Good weather today. I like it. Guys, thanks so much for tuning in to Somewhere in Between. We will be back literally next Friday. That's not a joke. We'll be back literally next Friday. It's going to be crazy.
Maybe.
No, we will. I cannot wait to see you guys then. I hope you guys are keeping safe out there. Signing off for now. We'll see you next week. Wash your hands.